Well, it's hard to believe it's been a full year of being forced to listen to the Two Nicoles podcast, and approximately 4 months since I was held at Rotten Potato Point to record the episode Two Nicoles, Two Friends, and One Road Trip on my birthday weekend. But in all honesty, it's been wonderful listening and watching two of my closest friends succeed in their podcast adventure. Each Tuesday, look forward to hearing about the shenanigans from the week before. Ladies, once again, congratulations and happy 1 year of success.
Hey, this is Carly Reed. You may remember me from Crazy Hotel Stories, where I talked about some crazy people during crazy times. Just wanted to pop in and say happy 1 year to Two Nicoles, One Podcast. You guys are awesome and hilarious, and I love listening to you guys every day. Happy 1 year. Love you guys.
Pop the champagne. It has already been 1 full year of Two Nicoles and One Podcast. What a joy it has been to listen to these two hilarious women banter about funny topics and sometimes serious topics, even when I haven't been able to see them because of things like the pandemic or because I'm too lazy to go to the gym. I know I always have this podcast to listen to make me feel like I'm right there with my friends. Congratulations, Nicole and Nicole. Can't wait to see what the next years bring.
You're tuning in to Two Nicoles, One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 52 of Two Nicoles, One Podcast. And what does 52 mean to you?
Oh, let's see. Nothing.
Eligible ARP member, perhaps?
Or.
Well, it means this is our year anniversary.
No way.
Yeah. Well, kind of yes, kind of no, because this actually comes out September 7th today. You'll be listening to this September 7th if you're not on the late train. But actually, our first episode was published September 14th, which is going to be a week from today. So kind of weird, kind of not, whatever.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know. I didn't write the calendar.
Yes, I mean, calendar is a weird
They're
thing.
weird.
Weird. I can't believe it's been a year, though.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Yeah, whole year. That does not feel like
We should do one of those, which actually, I'm going to get on a bit of a tangent here. You know how they have those like first day of school signs, or like they do like, I'm a baby and I like farting and burping and being
that.
read to by my mom, which they said recently that you shouldn't do that because it's like kidnappers and perverts look at those because it's like my kid goes to whatever
Yes, you shouldn't put
elementary
your school on
school.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, they can like find your kid and track him down and whatever. So it's not a good idea. But unless your kid has freaking Secret Service behind them. So don't do that. But maybe we should do that for our podcast. Just like something sarcastic and
We probably could.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
Or we could do it for our birthdays since October is right around the corner.
Yes. And we actually our plan initially was to launch it in October, but then we're like, we're gonna keep this whole Instagram thing going and people are gonna think we're not gonna do this podcast.
Very true.
So
Very
we
true.
just launched
We
it.
built a lot of hype.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're like hype women. So
Yes.
like Flava Flav.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Identical to that.
Yeah, we literally do the same. We're the same people.
Is he the one that wears the clock around his
The
neck?
clock, yeah.
Yeah, I usually wear one too.
Yeah. And like she is obnoxious, guys. Yeah. Sometimes they're like, oh yeah, it's Flava Flav from Public Enemy.
True.
But no, it's not. It's Nicole from Two Nicoles, One Podcast.
Very true. Very
Yeah.
true.
She's just crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. So anything crazy happened to you this week?
I don't know. I just have, a few things. So exciting thing. I bought a Peloton.
Yes.
So that was exciting. I go to spin class a lot. Spend too much money going to spin class.
Yes.
And when I did the math and I gave a lengthy presentation to Dan Weishaupt,
Did you actually do a PowerPoint or was it just
it was
verbal?
just verbal.
Okay.
I decided the PowerPoint wasn't necessary unless he really shot me down,
Yeah.
but it was a verbal one. And then I was more shocked that he actually agreed that it would save me money. And I was
Yeah.
like, oh, because I was like, waiting to like argue about it, and it wasn't necessary.
You did have the PowerPoint prepared, but you just didn't want to bring it out. Correct, yet. You were just doing things in phases.
I was going to slowly pull out of my pocket my phone and slide it across and say, why don't you just look at that?
Yeah, here's the slides.
Yeah.
I have note cards, too, if you need another visual aid. Yes.
Yeah. And then if that didn't work, we were going to do an entire episode on the Peloton.
Yes.
And start sending him YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. But it didn't have to go there, so we don't have to do any of that.
Good.
Yeah. But no, so I bought one. I'm really excited. It'll save me money. And I've only got to use it twice. It came on Wednesday. But the two times I've used it, I very much enjoyed it.
And honestly, that being said, because we are pre-recording this isn't a live broadcast. So that's, literally had 3 days. So
it's not fine. A live broadcast? I always thought we were live.
To our elder listeners, this isn't live.
Yeah, so by the time this airs, we'll have used it more.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, because you actually do spin a lot. I know, like me, I've done spin classes because of this podcast.
Yeah.
But not enough to cover a Peloton on sale would not be a good... I know people go out, and this is my thing about the Peloton... People just buy it because it's the next new thing. Oh, this is going to get me in shape. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, look at how much you're spinning. Go to a spin class first. Do you like it? Do you do it a lot? If you're not spending the money on spin classes, it ain't a good idea to get that expensive piece, that expensive coat rack for your house.
No, and I 100% agree with that. If you're not going to use it, then don't buy it.
Then it's a terrible investment. But if you're using it, and that's the point there.
Yeah, 100% agree. And I feel like people do that with like a lot of exercise equipment. Treadmills and electricals. Treadmill
is the...
If I had one in my house, I'd use it. And then you go to their house and they don't use it.
It's a coat rack.
Exactly.
It's, so. You know, it used to be what they say, the $200 coat rack, but now they're $1,000 coat racks or $5,000 coat racks, whatever.
Yeah, that's just absurd.
Yeah.
Absurd. But I've been thinking about buying this for like 2 years. So, you know, here we are.
Now, since you have the Tams shoes, mm-hmm. can you use those or you have to get new shoes?
Can't. So the Peloton comes with shoes. Now, I did ask the delivery guy, and this is important if anyone's thinking of buying a Peloton, that if you change the pedals on your Peloton, it voids the warranty. And they have a pretty decent warranty on the bike. So like they basically cover like pretty much everything if something would break. And if they can't fix it, they give you a whole new bike. So like I'm not voiding that warranty.
That's true.
So you can order the package that it comes with the Peloton shoes. And that's what I did. So, you know, they're not as comfy as my Tams, but here we are.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You don't want to void the warranty unless you could switch them back before they come and they didn't notice.
True. I just have not the slightest clue how to do that. In my luck, I'd break it.
Yeah, maybe I could send somebody over that could hook you up.
All right. But you know a guy?
I think I do know a guy.
Cool.
If it's important enough to you, we could get it done.
All right.
But that being said, full disclosure, we're not doing this.
Yeah, Peloton.
Yeah.
Stop listening.
Yeah.
But I will say, one thing I am excited about it is couple of my friends do have them, and it's fun mm-hmm. to like be able... I found out there's a feature that you can take a class at the same time and you're FaceTiming them. So like we could see each other while we're biking. So it's kind of like you're taking a class together.
Okay.
But honestly, I enjoy going to spin class because I don't want to talk to people.
Yes.
Because like that's the whole thing is like when I go, like other than when I went with you guys, like I never go to spin class to hang out with people. I go to get my workout and leave. So.
And I mean, during the class though, you're like dripping sweat.
Yeah, you're not talking to anybody. No. Yeah, so.
Talk to somebody during a spin class.
So, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's cool. Yeah, cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Other than that, just a couple things. This doesn't really relate to me, but did you hear that there was a lady that was arrested for trying to use a fake vaccine card?
Yeah, I think I might know what you're talking about. But yeah, people, as soon as they talked about vaccines coming out, people been doing fake vaccine cards.
Well, you know why she got caught?
Why?
Because she couldn't spell Moderna. I'm laughing, like I can spell it, but...
it's modern with an A.
Yeah, I think I always think there's an M-E for some reason. But like
I like Moderna.
Yeah. And but like they're like all these like radio people were making fun of it this week saying like, oh, how funny it would be if she tried to spell Pfizer. Like
yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, if you're gonna fake something, make sure it's spelled correctly.
Oh yeah. There's like that's stupid.
A lot of resources out there. Internet, friends.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Especially because it's an actual publicly traded company.
Yeah.
It's not like your corner coffee shop or something like
oh, yeah.
that nobody knows about. It's a publicly traded company. You can find it anywhere.
Oh, absolutely. So this lady's just stupid.
That's very stupid. She deserved to get caught.
Yep. So sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah. Not that we don't appreciate the ingenuity there, but when you're that stupid, you deserve to get caught.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. That's
hilarious.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Did you see that Nike closed for a week to give employees
yes.
a mental health break?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't all companies do that?
I think it's a good idea. That being said, what if you were just like, you having a really good, like, I've got a project I'm working on. I need to get this done. Like, no, not saying like, I need to get it done for them, but like you had a good flow
yeah.
going on. You liked working and then boom, that's when it was. It wasn't when, like that should be available when you need it.
Oh, I agree.
That's my
okay. thing. I like that idea too, but I agree. Cause especially yeah, if you are in a good workflow and then they're like, oh yeah, sorry guys, we're shut down
yeah.
for a week.
Like everything's yeah. going good. You got everything. You finally got everything lined up and then, oh yeah, we're doing this for you. Like I do think it was more of a PR stunt.
Yeah.
That being said, I think it's a good idea. But I think it should be more flexible.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe give people more PO time because I think they say most people have like 2 weeks or less,
mm-hmm.
which is not a lot. Mm-hmm. I have we have like flexible kind of holidays too. So it ends up being almost 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then the people that have been there longer than me have almost 5 weeks because of the flexible,
yeah.
like some of the holidays that aren't as, that are more of, I guess, quote unquote, bank holidays, we can move around. It's like they call it a floating holiday.
Yeah.
So they have closer to 5 weeks and we have closer to 4 weeks, us that have been there less time, which is a good amount of vacation time. And when you have that amount of vacation time, you don't realize that there's people that literally have like 3 vacation days.
Yeah.
And that's what's like really bad. Another thing that sucks is like you pretty much can't just say I'm having a bad day unless you're like really really sick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I mean you could, but most people can't just say I can't come in today.
Correct.
And I think that would be especially how the workforce is staffed right now. That would be the ultimate option to just be like, you know what, I can't come in today.
Yeah. I think people would take advantage of that.
There's a certain amount of people that would, yeah.
But I mean, like, you know how you do get, some jobs give you, you know, vacation days and you get sick days.
Yeah.
So those sick days could be slash, like, mental health days. Mm-hmm. Like, you get, like, 5 or something.
I mean, that's the thing. It does suck because of those people, everybody else suffers. Like,
yeah.
I was off on Friday. I took a day off. So our company still worked, but I was off. And I brought my computer home and I did work for about an hour, which
mm-hmm.
again, isn't that much, but it's because, you know, you worry that things are going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is your brain going to shut off? You know? And then too, like we have my company and a lot of other people have like a work cell phone or on your personal cell phone, you might be getting stuff. I know you do have
yep.
stuff on your personal cell phone, which I've had that in the past and, it's there and you're just like, you check it.
Right.
Let me make sure this gets done. Even if all you do is forward it to somebody else, you're still technically doing something.
Correct.
So yeah. with that said, maybe it is smarter what Nike did because then nobody's doing anything.
True.
You know, because when you're the only one that's off, you feel like a responsibility, which also brings it back to the people your work, like your customers or, you know, your contractors, whatever it is. Because people should see, when they email you and they see you're out of office or they get your phone message or whatever that's out of office and it says, please contact, if you do this, which most of us are responsible enough,
right.
I'd hope. And it says, please contact, you know, Nicole, the other Nicole. They should be responsible enough to say, oh, okay, I'm just going to forward this email to this email address. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
people don't do that, and they yell at you.
Yep.
Very you true. Know, so people need to do their own due diligence.
I agree.
Pick up the phone. How about that? You know, but that's the American workforce for you.
Sure is. Sure mm-hmm. is. Speaking of the workforce, do you ever notice that, I don't know why it is, but like there's a lot of, okay, so there's a lot of construction going around in this area.
Yes.
Did you ever notice the women construction workers are always mean mugging people?
Yes.
Why?
I wonder if it's because those guys are probably jerks and they have to be jerks too.
So you think they just take it out on the cars driving by? They're always like maybe. Just staring at you.
Well, what I will say is both of my brothers, when they were in college in the summertime work, it was kind of an internship sort of thing, I guess, for PennDOT, which is Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. And you could very, like, there's really irresponsible people on the road. And I know, like, my brother Tom had to, like, jump over the Jersey barrier or he would have gotten hit and killed by a car.
Oh, yeah, that's nonsense.
Because people will be, like, how they have, it's usually in Pennsylvania on the highway, it's, like, 45 through a construction zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will still go 80.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care if they kill you.
No.
Like, so that maybe that's it. Or maybe they're just idiots.
Maybe, yeah. It just feels like there's a lot of mean mugging ladies out there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Smoking cigarettes while they're working must be nice.
Also, you know what, though? They're doing the construction in the same area last year around this time.
Yes.
When I talked about that lady who was...
dancing?
Dancing with the stop sign.
Yeah.
Suggestively.
Ladies.
I was just telling somebody about this, that they were doing that. And I don't remember who I was telling. But yeah, I don't know. There's no reason to be doing your night job during your day job.
And I remember when we talked about that on the podcast, actually, and you told Jean,
mm-hmm.
shout out again to Jean. Hopefully you're still listening to us. And she was like, because she lives locally.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, I've seen her. Like, it wasn't a one-time thing.
Yeah, this lady is a repeat offender of pole dancing with stop signs.
Which is, maybe she gets tips, though. And she's like, I have a family to feed.
Maybe she's regulars that drive by.
Yeah. 20 goes out. You know, hey, you can't knock that kind of hustle.
You know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
She probably has a podcast, too.
Probably.
She's working 24/7.
Very true.
Yeah.
She's a hustler, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else? What did you do
this week? You know, I wanted to bring up, we were talking about this actually a couple minutes ago, and I was like, I'm bringing this up on the podcast because I have a bit of a fervor in me about this. So I have a bit of a disdain for Kohl's right now.
Okay. Dan's going
to
be upset.
Yeah, well, good. Somebody needs to be upset. Take responsibility for your state's crap. So
can I pause you for a minute?
Yes.
So on Friday, Dan sent me a picture of stuff at Kohl's, and I'm like, did you just go spend your Friday night at Kohl's?
That's pretty nerdy and Midwestern, very Midwestern. So here is my beef with Kohl's. So this is probably 2 months back. No, not 2 months, maybe a month. So anyways, we had decided we were going to put kind of a one of those like long ottomans, a settee, whatever, a bench at the end of our bed.
Okay.
We wanted something with like storage space so you could lift the top up.
Yes.
Something you could sit on with some kind of storage, put blankets or whatever we want in there.
Yeah, okay. Bodies.
So looking at different places, I was looking at like Pottery Barn, but it's like, you know what? I would like it to be, because you spend all this money on furniture, appliances, stuff for your house, would like it to be something cheaper, whatever. It's like, you know what? They have these at Kohl's. It's not as expensive as some of these other places, and you can get Kohl's cash, good for like Christmas presents, whatever. So I try to buy this thing on Kohl's, and I buy it. It's good. It's out of stock, which made me mad.
Right.
I was like, whatever, because this was online.
Mm-hmm.
So then recently, I don't know if it was this last week or was this 2 weeks ago, but recently I decided, so this is something I've been thinking about for a while, is buying a good espresso machine for my house. So Kohl's had, I guess everybody lowered the price on this particular DeLonghi machine. And then Kohl's had their friends and family sale. So I was like, I'm going to buy this machine. It ended up being out of stock, which I didn't try to buy it, but it was out of stock. But you were like, hey, this machine is similar or whatever.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm going to buy it. It ended up, for what it initially was, it ended up being half price. So it was like $750 because it was initially like $1,400, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was way cheaper than it had been. So I tried to buy it. Again, would have gotten a lot of Kohl's cash, Christmas presents. Great. Try to buy it online. Everything's good. Da, da, da. I end up getting my Kohl's account got shut down because they thought it was a fraud purchase. So I am sick and tired of Kohl's.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. I don't know. Like, I get maybe it's because it was like a first purchase or whatever, and it was a first purchase of a larger dollar amount. That being said, I'm pretty ticked. And I am done with Kohl's.
So they didn't even, like, reach out to you? They just said, this is fraud.
Yeah, this is fraud. Your account's locked. I could call. So they gave me a number to call, but they had me sitting on hold, and I was working. I was like, I don't got time.
You know what I bet happened? Starbucks monitors what we do. And they were like, crap.
We can't lose.
Buying a machine.
I was planning on buying my espresso beans from there.
Well, I think they're worried.
They're worried.
We can't lose another.
We can't lose another one. Yeah, that might be it. But I was still like, I was really ticked off. Maybe I will, you know, eventually do something, but.
Not from Kohl's.
From now, I am ticked off at Kohl's.
I would be too. That's annoying. That's two strikes.
Because you think like, oh, I'm getting this really good deal and then I'm going to have, you know, this kind of money to spend at Christmas time that's free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that seems like a really good setup. But they just ticked me off.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
It's pretty, pretty nasty, yeah.
Drive by there later, just me.
And yell. I'm just going to, No, I'm not even going to yell words. I'm just going to scream.
Not even let them know why.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, it's going to be some cold. And the funny thing is it just like a local cold store?
Yeah.
Maybe like our local Kohl's here is right by Home Depot. Like some guy like driving a forklift at Home Depot is gonna be like, "What's this broad's problem?"
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. You know, I just have some anger to get out.
Yeah, there's a little Olive Garden around the corner.
Yeah, then I'll go get some soup, salad, and breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
As one would.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Need to refuel after all that.
Very true. Very true.
So speaking of retail spaces. I did tell you this, but so the other day I went into this local boutique. It's actually where, before you got your Peloton, where you were spinning.
Yes.
Sweat.
Yep.
This, it's called Jade. So it's in a nicer suburb.
Yes. Don't tell people where low stock is.
And I've only been in this place once before, and they have some pretty nice stuff in there. It's a little spot, but again, it's like a locally owned boutique. It's pretty small, but it's, you know, it's not a corporate thing. It's not Kohl's.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm looking around. You know, they had some really like, there was like shirts for $10, like clearance stuff for like $10 and stuff. So I was, you know, looking around the whole store and I was back in the clearance section looking and there was some jeans on clearance and they were like designer name brands and they were for like a really good price. So I'm looking through them, but it was only like the tiny sizes. Like I have a hard time believing an adult could wear some of these sizes. Like, and they were in the waist sizes, like 23, 24. And for reference, 24 is a 00.
Okay.
So it's, I don't even, maybe I could wear a 00 in fifth grade. I think I might've had a pair of, cause I think I like wore girl sizes, but I might've had a pair of 00 jeans in fifth grade. If I remember correctly, I think I got them from PacSun. But nevertheless, like what kind of, I'm not, again, this isn't shaming anybody for their size, but I don't understand like how common these sizes are, whatever.
Neither do I.
So I'm back in like the, because they have them like in the dressing room area where the clearance was, like the good clearance. And I'm like looking and I'm like, I almost verbally said, who wears a size 23? You know, like 23 waist size.
Yeah.
Because I was like, crap. I mean, maybe if you did buy it for your daughter, your little girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, that totally makes sense. But I'm just like, Jesus. Like, I was like, holy crap. Because I'm hoping I could find my size to get a really good deal.
Right.
Because I've found things like that before. Like, if you know when to go to TJ Maxx, I got a pair of, I think that were they Paige jeans for $3, and Paige runs around $200.
Oh, that's
so yeah. Solid. So this was that, you know, these weren't $3, but still like really good sale. But these were all time. I mean, maybe a size, there was like a size zero was mm-hmm. like the biggest one. So granted, I know people are size zero. There's nothing wrong with that. But let me get to the point I'm making. So just as I was about to verbalize this thought, like who wears a size 23 that's not a little girl? Mm-hmm. This other broad that's in there shopping goes, and who asked the girl? And again, another point to make, the girl that's working in there wasn't, and again, I'm not trying to body shame anybody at all, in any of this that I'm making on any side of the spectrum, but she wasn't the smallest girl mm-hmm. out there. She was pretty well put together. She had more weight on her than I do. Mm-hmm. She's working in there. The girl that's in there, she looked like she just came from a fitness class or something like that, because yeah. where it was. And what she was wearing, particularly. And she goes, do you guys have more? And she's looking through the clearance section. Do you guys have more extra smalls? I'm sure that's your most common size. And I was like, what?
Is not a common size, I don't think at all.
I mean, it depends on how old you are.
It's true. Maybe in Target, it's a common size.
Or like if you're, you know, 12. Yeah. What I will say is through high school, I wore an extra small through, you know, I was a very thin kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I always wore an extra small. But in the United States of America, as far as women are concerned... Mm. That's not the most common size.
I'm going to Google right now, what is the most common size?
It's probably around like a 14 or 16, I think.
Oh, see, I would have thought 8, 10, but all right, let's see.
It used to be years ago, but it keeps going up. I mean, because we have a true obesity program. That's true. Not a program. Problem. We have an obesity. No, and that's another thing. We have an obesity problem in this country. There's a lot of heart disease, a lot of diabetes. Again, a lot of that stuff's hereditary. It's not... exclusive to your size, no body shaming anybody, but extra small, which is about a size zero.
So you're right. 14 is the average size.
That's and what I thought.
This thing says, although most labels don't even do that, they only sell lines up to 12.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah. Because the most common size does keep growing. Again, that's because of the obesity problem. That being said, I can understand if somebody thought the most common size was a medium, because medium means, like, average.
Yeah, because I'm
by the word
medium, like, in everything, and I feel like I never can find anything, so that's what I'd assume medium
I would. I can understand people thinking that, but who would think an extra small is the most common size? It's, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
An idiot.
Yeah, that's just stupid. That is the point I'm making. Just don't be stupid. Like, be cognizant of your surroundings, people. And I just thought that was rude, especially because, and she probably didn't take offense to it, because when you work with the public, you're used to rude people all the time, and very it true. Is what it is. But that was just rude. I wouldn't have, I don't know, I have more sense than that to say something like that anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people are stupid. That's my comment to make.
Gotcha. People are dumb.
Yeah. I also, and I thought you would think this is funny, so this morning, me and Rocco left around the same time, and he was really searching for, because you know how they say to leave, like, TV or music on for your dog, or cat, or whatever mm-hmm. animal? He was, like, really searching for the perfect thing to leave on the TV for him. You know what he settled on?
SpongeBob?
American Ninja Warrior.
You know what? I think Wolfie would like that.
Yeah, I think
that was a good. That was a solid call.
I think so, too. He's probably going to be really excited. He's probably running around the house like crazy right now. But he's
probably setting up an obstacle. Yeah. So good luck when you get home later.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought you'd like that because I know you're a fan.
Yeah, that show's actually kind of cool. Yeah. I don't watch it all the time.
But... Yeah, I know you have friends that tried to compete in that.
Did I?
Yeah, you have a friend.
Oh, there was a weirdo at the hotel that tried to compete in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of your previous boyfriends.
Negative on that one, but a weirdo... In fact.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, saying one of your previous boyfriends, I was reading a meme today that said, do you remember when you, middle school when you would scroll through the textbooks and find the ugliest person and tell your friends, that's your boyfriend. I totally did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we still do that, like me with my siblings. We'll be like, oh, that's your boyfriend. That's your twin.
Yeah.
You know, that's our thing.
Yeah. Well, I used to do that too. Yeah. That was so funny.
No, or like, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I think we're not mature yet.
Yeah. Sorry.
We haven't made it that far.
We'll grow up one day.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe when we're 50.
Or 52.
52. Do. Speaking of.
Yes.
I think we've come a long way.
I think so too. We figured out the sound.
Yeah.
Just a little shout out to Faith there.
It took us like 20 episodes.
But more we did it. We did it.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. The funny thing was our first, like, or leading up to our first episode, we were pretty nervous. We didn't know what the hell we were doing.
Nope.
But did we Google like podcast finds podcasts on Amazon?
Yeah. It was just, we just winged it. We had the idea and we said, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And we did it and we've come a long way. But you know what though, I think is really cool though, is we're this, you know, we're nobody special from Pittsburgh. I mean, honestly, we're just these two nobodies from Pittsburgh, but we got to interview some cool people this past year, which was really cool. We had the dude from The Bachelor, Ed, Spencer.
Spencer, who's cool. Verified on all social media platforms.
And he's going to be the next big country thing.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. We're going to actually see him in concert in November.
Yes.
And we have VIP, so we get to meet him, so we're excited. Who else did we interview?
We interviewed, which actually, funny enough, I thought one of our most listened to episodes, when we interviewed Cam, who's just a local Pittsburgh guy. You know, he played football at Pitt, and now, you know, he works for the Boys and Girls Club here in Pittsburgh. That was one of our most listened to episodes.
Yeah, it's just a funny episode.
Funny guy. Yeah. He was just an interesting person to talk to. We interviewed Lena. Her book is published. It's out now.
Yes.
Bite Shift.
Buy it.
You can buy it on Amazon.
Yes.
And her book release party is this month.
Yeah. She actually has her own podcast out. Do you know
she
that?
She does. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't even have time to listen to stuff that I've been listening to. But yes, she does have a podcast. Lena Nazeri. Yes. Look her up. Yes. When is her release party? Is that?
I think it's like
this weekend or is it next weekend? Okay, so it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so her release party is coming up, buy her book. So that's exciting.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. We got to kind of be there, watch her finish it. And
yeah. No, that was great. It was funny because our first actual interview was with your boyfriend.
Oh, was that our first interview?
It wasn't the first published interview, but it was the first interview we did.
Was it?
We conducted. Okay. So it was with Dan, Joey and Nick, who are our personal trainers.
Yes.
Dan, we didn't think he was going to be on it. Kind of shouldn't have had him on it because he was very uncooperative.
He was like, what do you mean it's a comedy podcast? Everybody loved it. Although I will tell you
we got a lot of comments.
We got a lot of comments and his clients are like, he should come back on. Yeah. Like, to what? Make fun of us?
He was like making eggs.
Making eggs, talking to Joey about sausage.
Like, it was ridiculous.
I know. Poor Nick's just trying to give us a nice, nice interview.
Yeah, yeah. Nick was a good. We might bring Nick back on. Yeah. Yeah.
Penalized Mr.
Enchanted
Joseph.
Strength. We're not going to name the other gym.
Not anymore. We own that gym. So
it's
two Nicoles.
That other gym.
Yeah.
But our first published interview was with Cycleteague.
Yes. And that was a fun one, too.
Episode 17.
And that's how I got you to go to spin class.
Yes. That's how I got to go to spin class.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, Lisa, is she even teaching spin anymore? She's down in South Carolina, isn't she?
I believe one of the owners moved.
Yeah.
Well, the daughter, Lexi, still lives
She's
here.
She's still there, but the mom and dad
moved.
Moved, yeah.
So
good for them. They're in warmer weather.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be good in the winter.
Yeah.
It's hot anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy. And then we did The Bachelorette season 16.
Oh, yeah.
We covered that.
I almost forgot about that whole thing.
I know. I was like scrolling through our
episodes.
Yeah, on Apple Podcasts. And I was like, oh, yeah, we did this. And that's how my only experience with the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah, so, and that turned into us finding Ed.
Yes.
He's from Pittsburgh, so yeah. We ended up talking with him. That was a good interview.
Yeah, he's from Pittsburgh, went to University of Pittsburgh, as did I, and you worked in that neighborhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was cool.
Yes.
And that was a fun little thing. And then we got interns.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good and very bad.
Very good, very bad.
So our intern, Faith, who we're going to have her on the podcast someday. It's just like we have to schedule it. We get busy.
Yeah. I'm sure she's busy too. She has like four jobs. Yeah. School. I don't know what she does, but
she's talented. She's still in school. She works for iHeart and she's also like records music. So she has a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But Faith really helped us with our sound.
Yeah. She was awesome. Definitely. Whoever she ends up working for in the future, solid employee.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, she can always use us as a reference or whatever she wants. Yeah. We don't care.
Now, the other
Faith
one,
is great.
We won't mention her name.
No, we're not going to name her name.
But we're not going to, don't ever reach out for us for our friends.
She's lazy.
Yeah, so I'm not sure you're not listening, but if you are.
Sure, if you hate listening. She was very charming.
Yes.
Very charming. Yes. But she was lazy.
Didn't do her job. And
a lot of excuses.
Lots of excuses. So please do not ever reach out to us for a reference.
And she called us old. Which
old.
We already know. You don't need to tell me that.
We're like 10 years older than her. So old. Okay.
Yeah.
You're old.
How about life comes at you fast, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Because I remember clear as day when I was your age, so.
Yeah, so.
It's fine.
Good luck with that, sweet cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Chime comes at you fast and your knees start hurting, don't they?
You just wake up one day and it's just like, well, all right.
I can't move.
Yeah, that didn't hurt yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, you wait. You wait. Mm-hmm. You're getting fraud alerts from Kohl's. It's not fun.
That's not fun. Mm-hmm. Who else we have on? We had
we had a lot of friends on.
But Dr. Lane.
Yeah, that was probably the most the episode I was most nervous for recording.
Yeah, but it was good though. It was very educational. And if you didn't listen to that episode and you are interested in fertility and everything,
yeah,
I think it's a great episode.
Regardless. Especially because our demographic is, you know, women our age.
Yes.
And, people don't have babies in their 20s. I'm not clowning anybody who did or does, but for the most part, people are pushing childbirth later and later. Yep. Women are having babies in their 40s. So it's a question. It's something you need to look into. The younger, the better. See what your fertility is like. See what your options are to make sure you have the future that you want.
Yeah, it's definitely a good episode.
So. Yeah, and she's, I think her TikToks are kind of funny, but they're also very informational. And I don't watch TikTok, but she imports them to Instagram.
Yeah.
So she was a great guest.
Agreed.
That wasn't like, you know, we call ourselves a comedy podcast. That wasn't a very comedic episode.
No, but it was still good.
Yeah, and not all of our episodes are comedic because we put out the content that we want.
Correct, it's our show.
Because it's a free country.
Sorry.
This is America.
Yes.
So we do what we want.
Speaking of America, remember we did that episode of Kanye was president?
Yes.
That was a fun one.
That was fun. Yeah, that was fun. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And we had some, I liked the episode we had Carly on.
Yes.
Carly's a friend. We had a lot of friends on.
Yeah.
That was funny because we talked about some hotel stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, Carly's worked in hotels for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has a lot of unique stories. That one was funny.
Sure does.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of episodes with our... We had Carly, Liz, Jen, and Jess were on an episode when we went into the woods. They took us into the woods to kill us.
And we made it out alive. They keep talking about this going camping stuff now that Jen bought a new truck. And I was like, I'm just going to speak on behalf of both Nicoles. We're out.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Don't keep telling us you're going to take us camping. Let's just stop it. That's rude. Stop it now.
Yeah.
But speaking of Jen, totally opposite, her truck is like a spaceship.
Yeah.
She bought a spaceship.
Yeah.
It's freaking high class.
Is she going to take us to space?
Clearly. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a button that you pressed and the wheels come under and they start falling up like fire and we just go in the air. Don't be surprised if that happens.
Oh, traffic's bad.
I have a button for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she was just stressed at work one day and said, buying this.
Buying a truck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what we all do.
Yeah. So, but yeah, overall, I felt like we had a really good podcast here. We did a new segment, the quickies, which was fun.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We had 75. Well, it was technically 76 because you did the free Britney bonus.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Could have had a nice 75. So it could have been
clean at 75, but somebody thought you needed to. So yeah, we had 76 quickies, which was really good. And I thought it was a nice addition to the podcast. And like we keep saying, we're thinking of doing like a blog.
Yes.
Or something to kind of, you know.
Supplement it. Give our ideas on paper.
Because we have so many ideas. The quickies was something to put our ideas out there. Because otherwise our episodes would probably be like hours, like Joe Rogan episodes.
Yeah, they would last all week. Too long. Maybe a car ride for a month.
Yeah, we're very... very thinking people.
Yes.
And if you look on Listen Notes, we're actually globally ranked in the top 5%.
Is that good or bad?
It's good. Better than 95% of the other podcasts.
So. It's true. So, all right.
So, I think that's decent. So,
all right. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll continue getting some interesting guests. Maybe Snoop Dogg will actually come on.
Yeah, we still have to drink that wine.
It's true. It's just staring at us.
Staring at us.
Again, we're recording this in the morning before we go to the gym. Kind of positive Dan would prefer us not to come in drunk, but you never know.
So maybe we should. Like, take that, Coles boy.
Oh, man. So funny.
That would be hilarious.
It would be funny. Yeah.
What do you think he would do? So we should actually act like we're drinking that and take a video and send it to him right now. Take that, Coles boy. Do you think he would laugh?
He probably wouldn't even look at it right away. He'd look at it like an hour later and then be like, I don't get it.
And we'd come in the gym giggling.
Yeah, he wouldn't get
it. And he wouldn't see it. And he would ruin the joke.
He'd just be all ruined.
Rats. Another one of my jokes goes to waste.
That's true. You know, we started this podcast where we always would play a game at the end. And we haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
So... I just have one little thing I saw on I forgot what social media was, Instagram, and it was a thing where they're asking people to name something that you hate, but the public loves.
Okay.
And I thought that's a good way we could end this 52, where we could just throw something in there. It's a little game. So you go first.
Coles.
Does everybody love Coles?
I know a lot of people love Coles because the Coles cash.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff there. That's
true. I think mine would honestly be ketchup. I hate ketchup.
I used to hate ketchup.
I just don't know why people like it.
Here's another one. Pickles.
Oh, see, I like pickles.
Well, I like things that are pickled, but not pickles.
Things that
like I like pickled onions.
Oh, I see. Okay, but you don't like the actual pickles.
Pickled vegetables. I like pickled vegetables, but not pickles.
I see that. You know, another thing that I'm, you know, this is kind of controversial because like I like chocolate, but I don't love chocolate. And if like chocolate left the earth, would I be sad? No, it's
pretty jerky.
I know. It's my thing is I love like the gummy candy. Like if that left the earth, I like
gummy candy too.
I'd be sad.
You know, another thing, I don't know if a lot, there's definitely a population, like Slim Jims. The smell gives me diarrhea.
Dog treats.
No, don't give this. You give this to my dog, you're coming over and cleaning up the poop.
Oh, God, it'd probably smell so bad.
Oh, my God.
We'd be tooting all over the place. Oh, God,
there would be like diarrhea all over the freaking carpet. And you can clean that up.
I will not give you wrong some gems.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember like when I was in high school, I worked in an ice skating rink in the snack bar. We always had Slim Jims and like people would, cause it was like kids would eat them and just the smell like made my stomach curdle.
I remember like
hogs.
My brother ate them. So we would have like, you know, the Costco pack. You just throw them in lunch boxes.
Yeah. Like it's like, just random crap spices.
Well, you know what smell makes me want to vomit is a Red Bull. Anytime yes. anyone opens a Red Bull near me, I instantly dry vomit.
It smells like vomit.
It's so gross.
Disgusting.
So gross.
People love Red Bull, though.
They do. They mm-hmm. do. And I just can't get behind it. Oh, yeah, doesn't your sister love it?
She does.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. She drinks, like, I don't know, because ever since her, like, you know, she has a baby now. Libby yeah. is a couple months old now. But before she was pregnant, she drank a lot of caffeine.
I don't know how she did that.
Wild amounts of caffeine. She probably got back up on the wagon now. But she was, like, getting wild with it. Getting so she wild. Would be drinking, like, a lot of shots of espresso, Red Bulls. But then, obviously, being pregnant, you can't be doing that.
Yeah. So.
But she probably got back up there. Yeah. Especially since she's back to work now, so.
Yeah. We used to, when I worked with her, we would take shots of espresso just yeah. for fun.
Oh, no,
for
funsies. She's a bad enabler.
I probably didn't help not encourage that either.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
It's 7 o'clock at night. Let's take shots of espresso.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, line them up. Like somebody does for a 21st birthday with, like, shots of tequila. That's Kristen with espresso shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's great. And that's somebody we need to have on the,
yes,
the show.
Yes, I was just going to say, for... Year two.
We have to have Kristen. Yeah. She's very busy and she has a kid now, but we're going to have Kristen.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to get her on. And it'll be funny because I'll be interested if our viewers could tell the difference if you're talking or Kristen are talking. Because
yes.
I swear, sometimes mm-hmm. I'll be listening to the podcast and I obviously know it's you because yeah. I record with you, but I hear Kristen. And
yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, her, me and my mom all have the same voice.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you probably sound like your female relatives as well, like your mother and sister.
So. I don't think okay. so. I really don't. But, you know, I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, your sister brings out song a lot. You don't necessarily
I don't
do
that.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an individual.
I mean, we, like me and my sister, we talk about different things. We're both a little silly.
Yeah.
A little wild.
A little silly.
Silly and wild, yeah. but, you know.
Yeah. True. True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, it'll be fun.
She probably breaks out in song more than I do, though, I would say that.
I think it would be even be fun to do a combo episode where we threw Carly in there and did a hotel part three. Yeah,
yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Funny enough, it just made me think, because we had a Tammy that worked the hotel we all worked at.
Yes.
There was a Tammy that worked there. And this had nothing to do with Tammy, because Tammy is the sweetest woman.
Best
but just the
ever.
Name triggered it. So it's this Lil Wayne song, and this was just a little bar from the Lil Wayne song. And Kristen just out of nowhere just stood up and said, "Hoes gonna be hoes, so you couldn't blame Tammy." That had nothing to do with Tammy. It was just a song.
Yes.
The name was the same. That's all.
That's great.
Shout out to Tammy.
Tammy was great.
Yeah. We love Tammy.
Yes, we do. She was great.
A Tammy is not a hoe. Just have the same name as a hoe, that's all.
That's true. There's probably a hoe that's named Nicole.
I'm sure there's lots of hoes with all kinds of names.
Yeah, lots of names. Hoes don't discriminate.
Yeah. Hoes gonna be hoes.
Very true. Very true.
I just thought that was funny because she just like stood up out of nowhere and just started. It was just me and her. Like it was fine. It wasn't like.
Yeah. Cool.
It wasn't anybody to offend.
True. Even if there was.
Yeah. That's the good part about like. Working with your sister is like anything goes.
True, very true.
You know, and we got a lot of work done, true. Which is what's important. You know, nowadays you get people that just want to report everything, and it's like we were back there slanging some foul language.
There were things I feel like when we all worked together that was very questionable.
We didn't say anything. We said nothing racist, nothing sexist, nothing like that.
No, no, no.
But we slanged some language.
Yeah. I specifically remember times we would work at the front desk together. We were Googling rap lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't remember why we were doing that.
Because we had a good time.
Oh, no. Didn't I have that rap book that it looked up lyrics and gave us definitions?
Yes.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
I need to find that.
Maybe in one of your moves.
Maybe. Yeah. But Dan stole it.
Yeah, because you moved like 3 or 4 times since then.
Have I? Yeah.
Yeah.
My apartment, another apartment. And Dan's apartment.
And then
here. Yeah. Wow.
I told you.
That's crazy.
I know your every move.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't been called a creep before, so it's time you get on board.
All right. Well, I guess this where we end the podcast.
Yeah, this is episode 52. 1 year. Get it, Bobo.
Yeah, and let's continue into year two and help us do that by following us on Instagram.
Yes. Tunicles, one podcast. Which one of us is a scallywag, or who is a scallywag?
I saw a sign yesterday that said scallywag, and I said to Jen, I was like, I'm totally on Nicole's scallywag on a podcast.
So that just makes me think of the Wiz Khalifa song, like, or something. He says, ball-headed scallywag.
You're a little rapping today.
I know. I've got energy in me.
You should definitely record a demo after this.
Record a demo. I had my espresso this morning, and I am boop, boop, boop. Ready to go.
I have not. But I did have this protein shake.
So you have protein in you.
I have protein. No, I'm ready energy. To go lift weights.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go bench press 300 pounds apiece.
Well, that's my warm up, but.
So make sure you give us 5 stars on Apple. Yes. And the comment on your review is, which Nicole benched 300 pounds?
Yeah, do it. Do it. Yeah. You'll never know. We won't tell you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe we will.
Or we won't.
If you don't comment it, we certainly won't. But if you do,
maybe we will.
Yeah, that's the only way you'll know.
Yeah,
is if you try.
Yeah, so leave us a review, subscribe to us, like this podcast, tell your friends, tell your mailman. I don't think I've reminded people to tell their mailman in a long time.
Tell your interior decorator.
Yes, tell your bank tellers.
Your shoe cleaner.
Tell your Starbucks barista.
Your nose waxer.
Yeah, there's a lot of people you.
A lot of people.
A lot of people you can tell. You're just missing opportunities every time you don't tell people about our podcast.
Exactly.
So don't be a loser.
Yeah. Your pillow fluffer. I'm just making up jobs. Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody somewhere in this world, there's billions of people in this world, somebody got to have one of them jobs.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I bet a king has a pillow fluffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some pervert.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Perverts have jobs, too.
Yeah.
Like mall Santas.
We learned that last December.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah. So, we have a couple weeks till Nicktober, and until then, we won't talk to you.
Yeah. So. Have a happy September.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
Happy birthday.
Just kidding. We'll see you next week.
Next week. On the 14th.
Which is our official...
Actual birthday.
Actual birthday. Ah, maybe we'll have cake.
Maybe we will.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
I'll put a reminder in my phone.
Do it.
Yeah. That's how I remember to do things.
I usually tell Suri, and then I thank Suri, and she's like, you're welcome.
Well, that's polite of her.
I like to be polite, too, and I like Suri to be polite.
That's good.
That's fine.
You teach her manners.
Yeah. She teaches us manners.
That's good.
Yeah. Suri. Okay, I guess we'll be done.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.